Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Welcome to News Fighters for today, Tuesday, 25th of February, 2020. I'm your host, Beck Melrose. Let's get to the big story of the day.
We're going to go straight to Charlotte Goodlett in Sydney now, where a story is just starting to break. Charlotte, baboons have escaped a medical research facility.
Three baboons escape a medical research facility.
A troop of baboons on the loose.
Baboons on the loose.
Baboons on the loose tonight.
Baboons on the loose.
It's not clear yet how many baboons were on the loose.
Remarkable.
In response, Scott Morrison has decided to book a holiday. Inspiring stuff. Okay, yesterday on the show we talked about how the global warming apocalypse is going to kill us all and render the Earth an unlivable hellscape. Let's see what's killing us today.
Health authorities are preparing for a possible coronavirus pandemic.
As the virus continues to spread well beyond China, our hospitals are preparing for a global pandemic.
The impact will be more significant than the bushfires.
A deadly disease jumping borders around the world.
37 countries have been affected. There are more than 80,000 cases and 2,700 deaths.
And now for some in-depth analysis, let's cross to our resident expert on infectious disease.
You're all gonna die!
There's been a lot of debate about what to call the coronavirus phenomenon. You might think that seeing it's hit so many countries, killing thousands, it would be considered a pandemic. But one organisation says, don't be so hasty.
The World Health Organization says the spread currently does not constitute a pandemic.
Okay, so it's not a pandemic. What is it then?
I'm declaring a public health emergency of international concern.
And what a bummer. Just after we'd recovered from the large-scale hot fire situation of national significance. So here's how the Director General of the World Health Organization tried to explain the distinction.
We're not witnessing the uncontained global spread of this virus. Does this virus have pandemic potential? Absolutely, it has. Are we there yet? From our assessment, not yet.
The Director General of the World Health Organization there, reassuring exactly nobody. It's a bit like asking, you're not cheating on me, are you, babe?
From our assessment, not yet.
It sounded like pretty inspiring news for coronavirus, though. It has potential.
Does this virus have pandemic potential? Absolutely, it has.
Shows potential? Is this guy describing a global health catastrophe or me in high school? Back in Australia, Seven News' Gemma Acton clearly wanted an Australian official to call it a pandemic, but none of them have. The solution? Just edit your words on top of Australia's chief medical officer. Here is an actual clip from Seven News last night.
We are preparing as a nation
for a coronavirus pandemic.
Ah yes, love Channel 7. If someone doesn't say what you want them to, just put words in their mouth. I hear Australia's chief medical officer also thinks we're on the verge of another pandemic.
We are preparing as a nation
for the biggest Pokemon craze
pandemic.
And like Pokemon in 1999, coronavirus is spreading all around the world. Kids are trading it, and I think it's cute.
And fears are mounting that the coronavirus outbreak in China will grow into a genuine pandemic following sharp rises in infections in South Korea, Iran, and Italy.
Fun fact, though, in Italy it's called Peronivirus. Good thing it's in Italy. That's exactly where you want a deadly, contagious, airborne virus.
Italians advise to give up on the habits of a lifetime.
We have too much close contact. We shake hands. We kiss each other. We hug each other.
Uh-oh. If the fate of humanity relies on Italian chefs not kissing their fingers after they cook, we're all doomed. Also in Italy, the virus is impacting their world-famous culture.
The Venice Carnival's been cancelled, and at the famous Milan Fashion Week, Armani was out of style, its new season collection debuting to an empty auditorium.
In Milan, fashion shows went on without an audience.
Ah yes, the old blame the coronavirus pandemic when nobody comes to your show trick. Dad didn't come to my dance concerts for years because of SARS. It's not that I don't want to come, honey, it's just... this is a public health emergency of international concern. But that was real, though. He couldn't come. It wasn't safe. Right? Moving on. Back home, Aussie travellers heading overseas are concerned. For themselves.
Are you a little worried about the coronavirus?
A little bit.
Tell me what your concerns are.
That I'm going to get it?
Yeah, that would be the primary concern, I reckon. Some Aussie cruise ship passengers are a little less worried, though.
Someone brings it on board, I get an extra long holiday because they strand you out there for 14 days. So as long as my work doesn't mind, I don't care.
Ugh, Hawkey would proudly neck a scooey for this guy. Any boss who sacks anyone for taking 14 days at sea for an extended preventative quarantine is a bum. In good news, however, some Aussies locked in quarantine in Darwin and Christmas Island for the past 2 weeks have been released and finally allowed to go home to see loved ones. Here's some of them sharing what they're most looking forward to.
Probably get a haircut, have some nice seafood.
A PS4.
Yep, he can't wait to play his favourite PS4 games, Red Blood Cell Redemption, Quarantine Simulator, and nothing like some Fortnite after being quarantined for a fortnight. And finally, Australia has its own world-leading experts.
Stop all flights coming in at China. All flights coming out of China, because now it's not just contained in Wuhan. For the safety of Australians, stop all flights coming into the country.
Yeah, the 90s is back in fashion. Looks like Pauline Hanson, like all boomer celebrities, has gone back to playing the classic hits that made her famous.
I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians.
So in conclusion, could it be that this whole coronavirus thing was invented in a lab by Pauline Hanson in an attempt to recreate her 1990s rise to fame?
I don't know. I won't cop that.
Over the weekend, US presidential candidate Bernie Sanders won the Nevada Democratic caucuses in a landslide.
Bernie Sanders' overwhelming victory that confirms his standing as the Democratic Party frontrunner.
And according to 3 networks in the AP, we have now won the Nevada caucus.
Yes, Bernie is on track to be the Democratic nominee. And some people are even saying he has a chance of beating this guy.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing.
What, the bing, bing, bang, bang, bong?
Bing, bong.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bernie says the biggest reason he's the right candidate with the most electability to beat Trump is his massive army of volunteers.
And in Nevada and in New Hampshire and in Iowa, what we showed is that our volunteers are prepared to knock on hundreds and hundreds of thousands of doors.
One of those volunteers was friend of the show, New Zealander Dylan James, an academic currently living in Israel. He recently headed over to door knock for Bernie during the Iowa caucuses, and he chatted to Newsfighters producer Dylan Behan about his experiences interacting with the American voters and why he thinks Bernie could actually win.
So, Dylan, it's Dylan. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. How you going, Bill?
What made you go volunteer for Bernie? How'd you get over there? I hear you had to do some fundraising.
Yeah, I set up a Give a Little account, which is the New Zealand version of GoFundMe, and managed to raise enough for my flights to get over there, which was amazing. Bernie has been... I've been following Bernie for the last 5 years, and... you know, I think a lot of us who are not Americans have just been watching him going, finally, some damn sense in the American political discourse. You know, finally, someone rooting for, you know, universal health care and stuff like that.
So, of course, you're a Kiwi. You could go and live under the beautiful reign of Jacinta Ardern right now. Why are you? Why are you out there campaigning for Bernie? Why is Bernie becoming the president of America important for you?
I mean, it really comes down to climate change. Only Bernie is really taking on climate change with the aggression that we need, actually taking on the logic of capitalism, which says we can that it's profitable to destroy the planet, and we should therefore keep doing it. And also, he's the only one who's really got a critique of American empire.
And so once you got there, what were you doing?
But yeah, basically, you just turn up at a field office, and you go, hey, I'm here to volunteer. And then they give you a basic kind of training, and then they send you out with a big list of, like an app, on an app, a list of houses to go and knock.
And then who were your interactions with once you were over there? Were they Bernie-leaning people, Democrats? Did you interact with any Trump voters? What was the vibe on the ground when you were out knocking on doors?
Mixed.
Really?
So the app was
leading you into some dangerous doorways, perhaps.
the data is not always good, let's just say that.
Right, okay.
So the problem is that, like, it's the household, right? So often you have the kids, you know, who are like 18, 19, 20, who are for Bernie, but the parents are like staunch Trump or staunch Pete Buttigieg or something. So you get some really interesting interactions on the doorstep. I remember there was one, I was going up to the house and I had the information that there was a woman called Cara, and she was 27 and she supported Bernie. So I went up to the house and was like, knock, knock, knock. You know, yada, yada, is Cara available? And this guy just comes around from the side of the house, staring at me with like hellfire in his eyes. And he was like, how can I help you? And I was like, oh, is Cara here? And he's like, get the hell off my lawn. Cara's only 15.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what? Oh, shit.
Clint Eastwood type? Like, was he about to reach for his gun kind of thing?
Yeah. I was actually really worried for my life. I was like, I'm just going to get the fuck away off this lawn here. This is insane. I mean, there was one guy who invited me inside, which is a rare treat when you're door knocking on the cold. He voted for Obama, and then he voted for Trump.
Fascinating. So those people actually exist. They're like the unicorns that we get told about. And I'm like, Trump, no one could have gone from Obama to Trump, but people actually did, and you met one. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's a kind of a vague anti-establishment mentality.
Yeah.
And, you know, people really are not as ideological as the media will try and make out. The media is trying to make out that there are moderate voters and progressive voters in the Democratic primary. But it's just not true. Like, people don't really think like that. But like, I met a woman at a bar who caucused for Bernie. Like, Bernie was her number one choice. And her number two choice was Amy Klobuchar. And I was like, well, okay, why Amy Klobuchar? And she was like, because she's pragmatic. And I was like, that is just so different to what you hear in the media. I was like, does that mean that you think that Bernie is more pragmatic? And that was why, you know, people just aren't ideological. And that's the main thing I think I learned on the doorstep. It's like, who's fighting for them kind of thing.
But do Trump voters, any of the ones you talk to, have feelings towards Bernie? I mean, in many ways, Trump is like the loud racist uncle, and Bernie's just the loud socialist uncle a little bit. Like, do Trump voters kind of see things in Bernie they like as well?
Absolutely. I did meet a couple of Trump voters who really liked Bernie, and they felt that he was robbed of the nomination in 2016.
Wow.
I mean, I obviously also met some Trump voters who were like, Bernie's a communist.
What were their reactions to you being a Kiwi guy rocking up? Was it hard not to lecture them? Like, I mean, you know, was it hard to just be like, hey, guys, flat whites, beetroot on hamburgers, gun control, I've got it all. I know how to run the world. Was it, you know, what were they curious about what the hell you were doing there?
You know, I was worried that being a kind of interloping foreigner would be like, get the hell off my lawn. What are you telling me about?
Don't tell us how to vote.
But I found pretty positive experiences. Obviously, people like the accent, which is helpful. But also it gave me cred with Medicare for All, because I'll be like, look, I've experienced universal healthcare. We're all the places I've lived, you know, New Zealand, Australia, UK, Germany. And so people would be like, yes, like, how does it work? Are there lines? And
did they have any other questions about, you know, New Zealand or Australia that they were curious about? Or
some people, were like, oh, I love New Zealand. I always want to go there. I've seen Lord of the Rings, etc.
Right. So you're also doing a tourism pitch while you're there. So.
Yes, exactly.
So you're sure
Tourism New Zealand should have.
They
been
should have funded
me.
You. Yeah. So do you think this will carry Bernie through to become the nominee and then the president? What's the feeling like on the ground? Are people fired up? Are people excited for Bernie?
Fired up. So fired up. I mean, the incredible feeling that I had on the ground, it was like nothing else. I mean, just people from all walks of life. So caucus night, I drove a bunch of Bhutanese immigrants to their caucus site, and I observed the caucus, and it was amazing because the Bernie campaign had done incredible outreach to immigrant communities in Iowa and made sure that they came out. you know, and really connected with them. And the caucus room, like, was almost entirely Bhutanese immigrants, and they all went for Bernie. We're talking like 125 people, and there were like 7 people for Biden and 1 lone Warren supporter in the corner. And, you know, one of the things was like, look, how do you win a general election? It's not enough to get people ticking the box for Biden or for the Democrat, right? You need an army of volunteers. Mm. You know, I met a guy who sold his car and his house to come to Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada and South Carolina to do the early states.
Wow. That about wraps it up. Thanks for your time, and thanks for sharing your stories of supporting Bernie and door knocking in Iowa.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
That's Newsfighters for today. It was presented by me, Beck Melrose, written by me, Tom Cashman, and Dylan Behan, and written, produced, and edited by Dylan Behan. Remember, subscribe on your podcast app, write us a review on iTunes, and tell your friends. See you next time.
This is Newsfighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Remarkable.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.